Can you tell me the name of your organisation?
Yes, Sutton Mental Health Foundation.
And how long has your organisation been established in Sutton?
We've been in Sutton since 1987.
And what services do you provide?
Well, we started as a drop-in, one day a week, when the long-term hospitals closed in 1987. We've built up on that, so we still offer a drop-in every day of the week. We have lots of activities happening at the drop-ins, things like yoga and drama workshops, an art group, computers and IT, quite a few bits and pieces. We offer groups for people who hear voices, and we have a peer support service, and we also have a telephone helpline which works at the weekends.
And what difference does your service make to your local community?
Well, people tell us it's their safety net, a bolt hole to come to. Some of the clients rely on us for hot meals, especially some of the men who are not very keen or able to cook. Others, it just provides a lifeline. It's some of them have their only social life here at the Sutton Drop-In.
What do you think is unique about the work that your organisation does?
I think we're the only mental health organisation in Sutton where people can come and have that safe haven. But also, it's very informal here. There's no them and us. No staff mucking with the members, and we don't force people to do things. So though we have those activities, people aren't obliged to do them. And I think our peer support service is very unique. It's people who have been through the system and working on their own recovery, then coming alongside people who are sort of starting on their recovery and supporting them. That's a really good service.
And as this Small Charities Week, can you think of one key message that you would like to give to other small organisations in the borough?
Hang in there and fight for more money. That's the problem, funding. And
it's worth waiting for, I think. You know, I mean, as I said, we started it with one day a week, and we've built up to 7 days a week, and we've got money coming in. It's worth waiting for.
I know the title.